Thank you, Chair. Just Kans wishes to start by congratulating Secretary General Greenspan for leading the preparations for her first working party on the program plan and program performance as Secretary General. We thank her for her strong engagement throughout the preparatory process, her active outreach to groups, including JustGans, and for laying out her vision for the work of this organization. JustGans very much welcomes and supports the Secretary General's commitment to reforming and revitalizing UNCTAD across the board, including its intergovernmental machinery, and we are ready to support her in delivering her ambition. We also thank the Secretariat for preparing the comprehensive report on program plan and performance, which has done well to integrate the comments from the last working party session. We also appreciate the Secretariat's engagement with us over recent weeks to discuss the working party in more detail. However, we would have wished to see the agenda and accompanying documentation circulated sooner in order to allow more time to review and contribute to the discussion more fully, especially considering the preparations happening in parallel for the Trade and Development Board later this week. We would be grateful if agendas and papers could be circulated sooner. While the pandemic continues to impact the program of work, it is all the more important for the Secretariat to take further action to promote more coordinated and coherent socio-economic responses in accordance with the Bridgetown Covenant, the centrality of which has been rightly highlighted throughout the program plan. We also welcome the importance attached to engaging in the UN development system reform process, namely by collaborating with the UN Resident Coordinator offices. We also appreciate the pioneering work that UNCTAD has been doing on trade and gender disaggregated statistics. While we acknowledge the hard work of each division, as detailed in the deliverables sections of the report, we hope that there are living deliverables that are up to date with the Bridgetown objectives rather than routine extensions of existing benchmarks. We, as member states, have successfully delivered a clear vision and mandate for UNCTAD for the next 4 years. This was the outcome of months and months of negotiations. Accordingly, we would hope to see a much clearer mapping, even one by one, of the subparagraphs under the Bridgetown Covenant's Para 127 under the role of UNCTAD in the proposed program NTA plans. Relatedly, it remains important to guard against setting performance measures that go beyond the parameters agreed to in Bridgetown. It is from here that we envisage that structural and intergovernmental changes can be considered. JustGans members have had a few questions on these, such as, how does each subprogram deliver on their respective comparative advantages of the mandate? How successful are they in doing so? Which issues are cross-cutting and should be delivered across the whole of the organization? Are some areas relatively over-resourced or under-resourced? How well is UNCTAD delivering on its comparative advantage in the wider UN system? These and more are the questions we as member states should be more clearly addressing at these meetings. Having the program and TA work plans more closely aligned to the Just Agreed mandate will enable us to do so. With her strong track record of reforming organizations, we look forward to hearing the Secretary General's views on such matters over coming weeks and months. JustGans wishes to highlight the continued importance of reinforcing efficiency, accountability, and transparency, as well as the results-based management. While these priorities are mentioned in the program plan, we would encourage that these principles increasingly guide UNCTAD's work in practice. We equally encourage the use of accurate and measurable indicators to help properly assess performance of the work across the divisions. Evaluation is an important instrument to further improve the program performance. We note the Secretariat's efforts to adopt RBM as a planning tool to evaluate the future program performance. We encourage the Secretariat to exert efforts to further strengthen the RBM framework by setting clear and relevant objectives. We also emphasize the need to better align the RBM framework with the elements of the Bridgetown Covenant and SDGs in a more detailed manner. Furthermore, we highlight the importance of further addressing the advancements of the digital economy, gender equality, and women's economic empowerment, as well as the very present challenges of climate change. And it is through these and the above-mentioned reforms that UNCTAD can truly revitalize itself, delivering on the most pressing trade and development issues of the day. We also believe that UNCTAD's research and policy analysis are central to UNCTAD's work. They help guide recommendations to government and policymakers, support dialogue, and build trust among member countries. As such, we emphasize the importance of making sure UNCTAD's publications are objective, analytical, and undergo peer review. With regards to transparency, JISCANS encourages the Secretariat to continue its efforts to enhance budgetary transparency, in particular to report on extra budgetary contributions regarding the source of funding and project description. In closing, I would like to reiterate JISCANS' commitment to working with the Secretary General and her team, as well as other groups, to make UNCTAD as effective, accountable, and responsive to all members' views, regardless of members' level of development, in an equitable and inclusive manner in the implementation of its program plan. Such efforts are essential to implementing a balanced and well-represented policy to promote trade and development that is beneficial for all. Thank you.